This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 27th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, coffee connoisseurship in central Illinois. And we'll have a forecast coming up from AM 580 meteorologist Jay Searles. First, a look at today's news. Area politicians are remembering the life of former President Gerald Ford today. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says Ford's legacy will be how he stabilized the country at a difficult time.
He did some unpopular things like pardoning President Nixon. It must have cost him more votes than anything he did in his contest with Jimmy Carter. On historical reflection, it was probably the right thing to do, to try to close that chapter and heal America. I think that's how he would best be remembered.
Durbin says Ford was given an almost impossible political assignment of trying to unite the United States after Nixon resigned, but did his best to serve the country well. He says Ford is well respected by both political parties in Washington. One high cost of practicing medicine in Illinois is expected to drop this year by an average of 5%, but state regulators and insurers disagree over why. Sean Ali has more.
Malpractice insurance costs Illinois doctors a staggering amount, enough to send many of them out of state. The state of Illinois says new regulations are responsible for the price drop. Michael McRaith directs the Division of Insurance. He says new laws required a large insurer to share market data.
With the publicly available information, other insurance companies are able to come into Illinois and set rates that are appropriate, that are professional and responsible. And ultimately, that gives more choices to the doctors.
And, this theory goes, competition lowered prices. On the other hand, the state's largest malpractice insurer, ISMI, says malpractice reform lowered the rates. ISMI cites an upcoming cap on pain, suffering, and disability awards. Illinois courts haven't decided the legality of those caps. I'm Sean Ali.
A University of Illinois venture capital group aimed at promoting technology on campus wants to let students boost their careers before they graduate. Illinois Ventures will give four student teams up to $25,000 to turn their software ideas into reality. It's primarily aimed at computer science students. The iVentures 10 program will accept applications up to February 21st. Rob Schultz with Illinois Ventures notes previous achievements from the campus, such as YouTube and PayPal.
Every day, you're blown away by the ingenuity and the innovations that come out of the University of Illinois. Illinois Ventures is privileged to be here and able to get involved in commercializing a lot of these new ideas and new technologies.
At the end of the program this summer, students will have the chance to show the prototypes to a panel of investors. For more information on the iVentures 10 program, the website is iVentures10.com. That's iVentures10.com. State environmental officials say Illinois has enough space in its landfills to last the next 19 years. But landfill capacity varies significantly by region. There are 51 active landfills in the state. The EPA says the Chicago metropolitan region, for example, has about 9 remaining years of capacity, while southern Illinois has 51 years remaining. Local coordinators say nearly 9.6 million tons of municipal waste was recycled in Illinois in 2005. That's a nearly 38% recycling rate. The information is detailed in the state EPA's 19th annual report, which covers the year 2005. State transportation officials say they're shelving a plan to offer free wireless internet access at the state's rest stops. Illinois Department of Transportation officials say they suspended the plan because only one company submitted a proposal to offer wireless access. Iowa, Texas, and Washington State already offer free Wi-Fi at interstate rest stops. While some states charge for the service, Illinois had wanted to provide it for free. Transportation Department spokesman Matt Vanover says that might be why only one vendor came forward with a bid. He says officials will consider revising the plan after the new year. That could include increasing Illinois' financial backing or only offering the service at some of the state's rest areas and not all 56. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. With Starbucks opening up more outlets in central Illinois, and with locally owned coffee houses also doing well, the area coffee scene is brewing up nicely. Illinois Public Radio's Charlie Schlenker has more on the rise of coffee connoisseurship.
It is pretty amazing.
Six people sit at a table in the Coffee Hound shop in downtown Bloomington, covering the openings of soup cups of ground coffee with their hands and sniffing deeply. Clunk goes the cup, pause for a second to refresh the nose, and on to the next of three samples of specialty coffee. It's called a cupping, similar to a wine tasting, and you taste for some of the same qualities: aroma, flavor, acidity, and body. Although coffee consumption in the U.S. has been flat or slightly falling since the 60s, the high-end segment of the sector has been growing. Mike Ferguson is the chief of staff for the Specialty Coffee Association.
Although we're only 15% of the volume of coffee in the United States, we're about 40% of the value. In terms of dollar growth at retail, we went from $9.6 billion in 2004 to $11 billion in 2005.
Ferguson says the Specialty Coffee Association has added 1,800 shops a year for the last several years. That's a reduction from truly explosive growth in the mid-90s. About half the growth is independents and half from the giant Starbucks.
Boy, the fruit flavor on that Ethiopia is just heavenly.
Back in the Coffee Hound, the man conducting the cupping is Tracy Allen, a vice president of Zocca Coffee of Seattle and a barista competition trainer and judge. Allen says the latest growth is not in a demographic you'd expect.
My mom is 65 and she drinks coffee with three meals a day, but it never had to be good coffee. So you look around this room today, there's a few people in that category all of a sudden, which we wouldn't have seen 5 or 8 or 10 years ago.
The cupping continues by pouring very hot water over the grounds, waiting 3 minutes, smelling deeply again, and then breaking the crust of grounds, smelling for changes caused by the steeping, skimming the surface clear, and then slurping a spoonful.
It should be about that loud when you slurp.
Oh!
Otherwise you're not getting it all over your mouth. Just throw out modesty for a second.
The first of the three cups is Sumatran, earthy and strong. The second, a Costa Rican bean. And the third, from East Africa, very distinctive. A flowery, bright flavor with hints of blueberries.
This one actually had more of a taste to it.
Bloomington banker Rob Vizzini drinks soda, mostly, but he says he likes this.
No, normally coffee to me is just a warm liquid, but this I can actually discern taste, and if I am going to drink coffee, I probably would drink a specialty coffee now.
The third bean is Ethiopian Yirgacheffe, and Zocca Coffee executive Tracy Allen says it's from a tiny farm owned by a family named Adabo.
I cupped that coffee in Addis Ababa, and I hired a driver, drove 5.5 hours into the countryside to find this farmer, and I even send samples of it to my competitors to share it because they appreciate coffee. It's that incredible.
Allen says he not only wrapped up as much as he could under contract to close the deal, he's putting in a well for the farmer, all to get only a few hundred bags of beans a year. Of course, if you're spending $16 a pound to bring this coffee home, you'd better make it the right way. Mike Ferguson of the Specialty Coffee Association says the correct coffee-to-water ratio is the biggest thing to worry about. Ferguson recommends 2 tablespoons for every 6 ounces of water.
Most coffee in the U.S. is brewed much weaker than that. The analogy is the radio. When a song that you like comes on, you turn it up. When a song you don't like comes on, you turn it down. Well, it's the same with taste. The coffee doesn't taste good, you use less of the coffee.
The quality of water also matters. The Coffee Hound has a $4,000 filtration system. Zocca Coffee's Tracy Allen says coffee prefers water that's a little hard. Another variable is the temperature of the water. Allen says 190 degrees is best, just shy of boiling. Most home coffee makers only go to 160. And Coffee Hound co-owner April Fritzen says sweating the details gets noticed by the clientele.
It's amazing how much we can tell. You get less customers that come in and ask for a light or dark cup of coffee, and they'll now ask, what do you have today? So if we have our house blend and we have an Ethiopia, they know which one they want.
Coffee may start as a trendy, hip thing to do, but people keep on coming because they educate their palates. Zocca Coffee Veep Tracy Allen says they might care about grower exploitation and the ethics of coffee origin, but he says often the shop itself becomes a cultural expression.
This is kind of the modern day pub, if you will, only it crosses lines that even the pubs couldn't, you know? Churches, no one's going to be offended. Schools, and you see such a neat mixture of people. It's that gathering place of the old days, and it's so fraternal. And the beauty of it is the common bond is coffee.
And the bond extends to 32 million specialty coffee drinkers a day. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Oh, man, I can't get enough of that.
AM 580 meteorologist Jay Searle says it'll be dry for the next couple of days. The next threat of precipitation comes over the New Year's holiday weekend. Maybe some snow by New Year's Day itself. For today, though, across Illinois and Indiana, partly cloudy, warm and mild, the highs in the low 40s from northern Indiana to the mid-50s in southern Illinois. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, the lows from the upper 20s in northern Indiana to around 40 in the south. And for tomorrow, patches of clouds and sunshine with very warm temperatures for this time of year, the highs from the mid-40s in northern Indiana to the upper 50s in southern Illinois. For Friday through Sunday, look for showers to increase Friday night and rain likely through Saturday, maybe even a thunderstorm. The rain will change to snow, and snow showers will occur Sunday, especially over Illinois. Temperatures start out warm and mild with highs in the 50s for Friday and Saturday, cooling to the 30s on Sunday, and lows in the 30s and 40s cooling into the upper 20s by Sunday night. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for December 27th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.